AM 910 WJCW, on this Wednesday morning, we welcome in Bill Hall from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Alec. And yes, I am here, Alec.
Yeah.
I saw your text. I saw running about 5 minutes late. These guys get nervous. I mean,
yeah. Well, because you're so punctual, sir.
I usually am punctual, but today was a five-minute late day because I've had some stuff done at the house, and people are getting in and out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Got to coordinate all that, yeah. So understand that.
So,
too.
Well, Carl, what do you have for me?
I found this on the web a couple of days ago, and I had to print it out because it reminded me of you. It's a real estate sign, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to remember, area code 702. I looked it up, but I forgot. Yes. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's not in our area in any case.
It can be.
Well, in any case, they have the sign up, you know, with the name of the realty and the agent and so forth there. And down underneath, hanging from that sign, is another sign that says $250 in free tacos with purchase of this home.
Great. You know, it's funny that you have that, because one of the topics I want to talk about this morning is what's happening currently right now on a national level. On new home builders are incentivizing buyers in order to move their inventory. I mean, it's when the interest rates really peaked up there, it really has affected the new home purchases, because they're the ones who cost the most, obviously, dollars per square and so forth. And so the builders are coming up ways to incentivize people either with free tacos, not free tacos, it's built into the price.
Of course,
there's no such thing as a free taco out there, just so you know. If it is, don't eat it. Okay.
You'll pay for it eventually.
Yeah. Do not eat the free tacos. That's the moral to this story. Anyway, so they're incentivizing the buyers, and they're buying down interest rates. They're offering discounts on homes. And keep in mind, anytime somebody incentivizes something, it's just a price reduction.
So yeah.
Anyway.
From one hand to the other.
So it doesn't matter what you call it and how it's given to you. Well, it does matter how it's given to you, but it doesn't matter what you call it. It's just a price reduction. Mm-hmm. And so builders are understanding that they're backlogging on some of their houses, and their stocks are not performing. I mean, the two major U.S. builders' stocks are down about 40% this year, you know, over where they were, you know, a year ago. And so it's been a real challenge for them. And of course, inventory backing up doesn't help. And supply chain issues, for the most part, are getting resolved in building material issues. You know,
is the slowdown on building, has that been noticed as well in our region and as badly as it has in some other parts of the country?
No.
Okay.
So the answer to that is definitely not. We're still, you know, we still have our local builders who do an excellent job of doing custom homes, and they're working on them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them do spec homes, but on a very limited basis. And then we have that national builder in town that, you know, that puts up those houses faster than you can shake a stick at, and they're building right along. So they haven't stopped, but they're hitting a price point that the other builders have not hit, you know, below $300,000 price point. And I think that's really important for most people, because it's affordable.
Is that a sweet spot in our market right now?
Sweet spot being...
That price point you were talking about.
It's a very desirable price point.
Okay.
Okay, so it appeals to a lot of people. It appeals to first-time home buyers. It appeals to people that are downsizing, you know, and they want to put the difference from selling their home into, you know, their retirement accounts, for instance, and move into something less expensive. It appeals to a lot of people, but anything under $300,000 is still a very, very, very good number as far as selling in our area, and we haven't been affected like the national numbers are in some of those other areas, where prices have come down more drastically than the 1 to 2% that we've seen here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's then interesting to hear. Compare, you know, our region with the national situation too.
And we need to, because here's the deal: people very seldom from in our area are hearing what's happening in our area. They're hearing what's happening nationally, and they're saying, well, that's our area too. And it kind of is, but it kind of isn't. See, we fall into an average that's not quite as radical as some metro areas around the country that have had high spikes in prices, and the demand still exceeds the supply.
There's a lot of yo-yo pricing going on in some of the big markets.
There is, and they have to you know, every area has to discover its own volatility level, and its own personality. And in the housing market, it's very much that same too. And real estate and housing is so local. That's why we have to look at the local numbers. We have to know what's happening in order to better suit our, you know, our customer. I was going to say patients for some crazy reason. I don't know why I said that. But for,
well, there's
for,
a lot of hand-holding
for,
that goes
for our
on.
Clients, we have to be, we have to have the, that knowledge base available because 1 or 2% being incorrect can put a house on the market for an additional 4 to 6 months. Well, the, what you lose in money there alone is the loss of money is like, it's not good, you know. So it's important that, that the pricing is very critical, especially now when the market's accelerating. You know, like
well, with the volatility of everything and all the different influences, are price points easy to determine anymore? I would think it would be more of a
they're
challenge.
Not, they're not. It's harder. It's harder. It's harder to when you have volatility of any sort, and it's harder to get people to understand and say, well, my neighbor sold their house last year for $400,000. Why can't I get $7,000 for mine? And I says, well, because yours isn't worth $7,000. And last year was a whole different story.
Oh, yeah.
We had a lot more buyers willing to overpay for houses last year than we do now. Now with interest rates around 7% right today, it's a little challenging, you know, to get the number. Whether people don't care whether the number comes in interest or it comes in the price. But the bottom line is most people, the payment number is very important to them. I can afford $1,000 a month for my mortgage payment, or I can afford $1,500 a month for my mortgage, period. I mean, that's not me, but I'm just saying period. And that's how they have to. They have to look at things. So it's payment-based, basically. You know, it determines the volatility or, and the price of a home. And when interest rates peak up, it takes a lot of people out of that game.
Yeah.
You know, so the good news is that inflation obviously is curbing the consumer price index.
Well, there was a brief glimmer of good news about inflation last month. It came down 3/10 of a point and spurred a stock market rally this week.
But
that's not a trend. That's just a one-time thing.
Yeah. And keep in mind that predictions have been off before when people said, oh, yeah, this is the way it's going, and turn around in the next quarter, the things jump up double. You know, so the consumer price index being, you know, less than anticipated is really good news. And the Fed's going to come out today with what we expect them to come up another 0.5% on their interest.
Yeah.
And I think they're really pleased with what they're seeing there. But the home builders are challenged for the most part. They're down substantially,
yeah,
you know, on the new home builders. And existing homes in our area are not much different than they were, say, 3 months ago. I mean, maybe a 1 or 2% reduction, you know, in overall value, but not much because we had such a large uptick that it won't matter that much. But, you know, as far as incentivizing people to buy right now, I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great idea because different people want different things. If I was a taco lover, I would certainly consider looking at that house that Carl brought me. But again, you know, it's all about price and it's all about payment. Unless you're going to pay cash for something, it's really all about payment. And most people's payments have been challenged with the price of food and everything gone up, you know.
I remember one time we were looking for a house. Speaking of little incentives and stuff like that, it was a beautiful house. We probably weren't going to get it because it was a little too much for us, but they had a Lego room.
Oh, wow. That's really
and
cool.
Had a Millennium Falcon Star Wars, just immaculate, just
that
beautiful.
Came with the house.
That was the whole point.
Too bad.
They made sure that they put on there, the Lego room does not convey.
Oh,
and, just being silly, I was like, tell them we'll give them what they want, but.
We want the Legos.
We want the Legos. And they're like, yeah, I'll go ahead and tell you, you're not going to get the Legos.
Well, you know, it's so funny that you even bring that up because that brings up a whole other topic of, like, what blows real estate transaction deals and, like, asking for something that was somebody's grandmother's or, you know, or their son's Lego stuff. And, you know, like, parents don't want to get rid of their kids' toys. Have you ever noticed that?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, they keep them thinking the kids are going to come back and play with them. And when they get older, the kids don't play with them, and their kids aren't going to play with them either, you know, because toys change and stuff.
Yeah.
Except for Legos, the only thing that doesn't change. But anyway.
Your point, yes.
Yeah. But so anyway, back to the emotional aspect of making an offer, like you said, and you have to throw the Legos in. That has blown more transactions, real estate transactions,
really?
Than I can imagine.
Yeah. Sunk them, submarined them.
One year, I made an offer for a lady, and she says, well, ask them, tell them I want the washer and dryer. And I says, you know, it's not my recommendation that we ask for the washer and dryer because it's considered personal property in our area. People don't normally leave that. But, you know, if you insist, I will. She says, I insist. I said, I will. Well, the lady, the buyer, the seller, I represent the buyer. The seller said, absolutely not. She can't, not only can she not have the washer and dryer that I waited 30 years for my husband to buy me.
Yeah.
Okay. And she, with her hand on her hip, she says, that lady can't even buy my house now.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Golly.
So you never know what somebody's buttons are.
How did you, get back in touch with your buyer? How did you hit her up? Did you?
I told her the truth.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I said exactly what I told you possibly could happen, happened.
Wow.
Yeah. We ended up buying the house, but it was very stressful. It was not a good thing. And then there was no leverage on the seller's side in a time when sellers were giving leverage.
Wow.
You know, because we just stonewalled her with asking her for her, basically her anniversary present of 30 years of marriage, and that was her award. You know, that was her trophy.
Yeah.
Most folks have a ring, you know, or something to celebrate 30
years. So I am very cautious when I structure real estate transactions to be very specific about how things work normally and what the expectations are buyers and what the expectations sellers have.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they actually know. So we don't go in and do something crazy like that. But I mean, I knew that in advance. I didn't know this lady was going to take it's just a washer and dryer. Are you kidding me? So anyway.
So tip to everyone, listen to your realtor.
Oh yeah, right.
There you go.
Only because we've been through all this stuff before,
yeah.
and you don't know what you don't know. And
right.
And one of the things that we know, a full-time realtor especially, is the things, the do's and the don'ts about what to do, you know,
yeah.
and how to structure things and make it so everybody's successful at the end of the day. You got to be a win-win for everybody.
There you go. That's what Bill Hall can bring your transaction to. Bill Hall from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. How do folks get in touch?
It's easy. First off, you just got to pick up the phone.
All righty.
530-7077 and see if Bill's there. That's my office number.
Okay.
But the 423-946-7575 is the best number to get a hold of me. Again, that's 946-7575.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually answer it. If I don't answer, I'm usually on the phone or I will call you right back. So just definitely leave me a message.
Very good.
But you don't most of the time have to. Or you can shoot me an email
mm-hmm.
anytime. And that Bill Hall, or ask Bill today at gmail.com.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. Thanks, Bill Hall. We'll talk to you next week.
I can't hardly wait.